Renew. 6 is wild. Manifest Destiny by Tempokan. 6 is wild. Manifest Destiny by Tempokan. Illustrated by Shinigami Girl. St. Paul, MN, Sofa Wolf Press, June 2011, paperback $15.95, Roman 7 plus 147 pages. This slim volume is described on the Sofa Wolf Live Journal as a straight western cross-dressing romance. It is more a straight western, except for steamy interludes, where the cross-dressing hair gunslinger and the fruit bat sheriff lose their clothes and get into each other's fur. 6 is Wild is intended for an adult audience only, and contains explicit sexual material of male/female nature. It is not for sale to persons under the age of 18. This stereotypical frontier drama, set in a small town in Arizona, is an unusual mixture of funny animals and anthropomorphics. Most of the folk of White Rock are typical funny animal characters, who could just as easily have been humans. 6, 6 Shooter, the Hair Outlaw, Doc Richards, the Fox Saloon Keeper, Harding, the Bloodhound Deputy Sheriff, Morgan, the Squirrel Farrier, the Yote Native Americans, Morris, the Villain's Marmot Henchman, and so forth. And then there is Jordan Blake, the Fruit Bat Sheriff. I buy a sarsaparilla off Doc Richards, and he offers to twist the cap off for me. I politely decline, and get it with my hind paw and wing. Most folk never understand why bats don't take issue with having wings in place of arms. Most folk haven't flown, either. Dangling from a rafter by one leg, I take a swig. Feels good to drink upside down again. Another joy of being a flying fox. Just have to keep it out of my nose. It is handy for White Rock to have a sheriff who can quickly fly to the scene of crimes. On the other paw, as is evidenced on several occasions, fruit bats are fragile critters. 6 ends up having to rescue or nurse Blake often. More X-rated interludes. The scenes of the great winged bat, who regularly hangs by his feet, riding a pony, are hard to visualize. Tanner Hayes, the arrogant lion mine owner villain, is another mixture. For most of the story he is a dapper, well-dressed funny animal character. Then he unexpectedly takes off his clothes, drops to all fours, and goes feral. This blend of funny animals and anthropomorphic characters, including a horse storekeeper, also unconsciously emphasizes the distinction between the talking animals and the traditional dumb horses for riding and cattle. The 147 pages are divided into 26 short chapters and a prologue and epilogue. The point of view keeps switching back and forth from chapter to chapter between 6, Blake, and Hayes, and one other, which is mildly annoying until the reader figures out who is talking. Okun's dialogue style is also a bit uneven, switching back and forth between standard grammar and a slight western accent. But in general, the action and the mystery of just what Hayes and his gunmen are taking out of his mine, a mystery that goes back 40 years to Hayes' uncle and 6's father, which 6 is determined to solve, is one which will please Morph fans. Okun has already started the sequel, 6's Wild, The Bluff, illustrated by Sidian. Written in comic book format and serialized on So Furry.